took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. We got eggs, grits, sausage, ham, whatever it is that your spirit needs, it's here on the Morning Motivation Broadcast. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams. I'm here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues, your issues and my issues, with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, have group prayer, and I assign a new task for you to complete each day. And it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is how to wait on God, step one. How to wait on God, step one. And our scripture comes from Psalm 27, verses 13 through 14. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I want to remind everyone that you can tune in live with me on the Morning Motivation Broadcast by calling in or tuning in online. You can call in at 323-870-4180. Again, that's 323-870-4180. Or you can go to the ministry website on the Morning Motivation page, and there's a link there to tune in online. That website is feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. So set your alarms now to meet me here for your breakfast date at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. I also remind you that today is Triple Threat Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we get motivated, we get educated, and we get heard in our power-packed broadcast lineup sponsored by my ministry at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and you're here now for that, and then by my law office at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. So I'll tell you more about that during the announcements at the end of this broadcast, because we have a hot topic for tonight. Lastly, I remind you that you can learn more about me, Evangelist Roxy Williams, the ministry, upcoming events, and everything else that you need to know, as well as go and get this breakfast if you missed it live on the ministry website, and that's feelthefire.com. Now, you know you can eat breakfast all day at any time. Even McDonald's learned that recently. So if you miss this broadcast, do not miss feeding your soul the breakfast that it needs, which is the Word of God. Go to feelthefire.com, the Morning Motivation Broadcast. Get your word, share it with others, and break every chain in your life. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to Psalm 27, 13 through 14, and you know it, I'm reading from the KJV. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. What is our topic for this morning? How to wait on the Lord, step one. And I'll be focusing on step two and step three in this series on tomorrow and on Thursday. Now, a lot of us are waiting on God. The problem, however, is that we don't really know what to do when we're waiting on God. We don't know how to wait on God. Should we just be praying or should we be praising? Should we be doing something or should we just say, well, whatever God's will is, that's what it's going to be, and there's nothing for me to do but passively stand around and wait? I have encountered that problem as well. So today, in step one, we're going to deal with ensure that what you're waiting on is within God's will. Step one, ensure that what you are waiting on is within God's will. I'm going to go to the book of James chapter 4, verse 3, to help me elaborate on that further for you. James 4 and 3 in the KJV reads, "Ye ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your own lust." Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss. In other words, you are asking for things that are not within God's will. And because God is not only God, but the Word personified, as it tells us in St. John 1 and 1, God can only do what is within His will. Now, that is some powerful teaching for you this morning. God can only answer, God can only do, God can only perform for you and for me what is in His will, meaning what is in accordance with His word. So if ye or if I am asking for something that's not within the will of God, then there is no way for God to bring it to pass. In that situation, you are asking amiss. You're asking outside of the scope or the will of God, and you're asking for something that doesn't benefit the kingdom of God. So when we talk about ensuring that what we are asking for is within the will of God, there are two sub-principles that you need to know here. Number one of the sub-principles would be that God has a general will. In other words, where His word or the Bible just applies for everyone. And then sub-principle two would be God has an individualized will or purpose for your life. So within the context of step one, where you are ensuring that what you are asking for is within God's will, you need to make sure that it is within His general will for mankind, and then within His individual will for you. Let me give you an example here. In relation to His general will, we know, for example, that it is God's will that no one should perish. So we know that God's will is that everyone be saved. We know in the book of Isaiah that by His stripes we are healed. So it is God's will that we be healed. We know that in the book of Matthew and Genesis, he that finds a wife finds a good thing, and that God made the woman to be the help meet for the Lord. And I know some of the independent women may get upset by that, but it's the word, so take it up with the Lord, please. I don't have but 15 minutes. So it's God's will there. Thus, when you are praying in the context of these things or your finances, then you would be praying within the general will of God. Let me give you a practical example. I used to be one of the altar leaders at a church that I attended that's not in Miami. And we would open up the altar for prayer during the service. So one day this lady came up to me during altar call, and she asked, her prayer request was that she was having an affair with a married man, and her prayer request, I kid you not, was for me to come in agreement with her that the man would leave his wife and marry her, because this is what he had been promising to her. Now, within my flesh, I balked, like, oh my God, I can't believe this lady is coming up here in the altar call at church asking for me to pray for somebody to leave their wife to marry her. But in the spirit, because the general will of the Lord, right, is that he's married to the backslider, is that all be saved. And thank God I was in the spirit. My spirit immediately took over in the response to her and said, I'm glad you came up to the altar, because that shows that you want to be in accordance with God's will. So let's pray. And as I prayed, the Lord gave me the words, you know, in Matthew and in Genesis about a man leaving his mother and father and cleaving to the wife and they being one flesh, and about giving her the ability to wait on the Lord for her husband to find her, and thanking the Lord that she cared enough about wanting to be within the will of God that she was even willing to risk the embarrassment to come to the altar. When we finished praying, she was crying and hugging me. And because her heart had been softened, it allowed me to then speak further word into her life about how her request applied to God's will. So you see, there's a general will of God. And when you're praying outside of that general will, what you're asking for cannot be accomplished. Then the second part of that sub-principle of step one today is that you now also need to pray within the context of what God's personal will is for you. See, I know God's will for me, and those of you who know me personally can say, well, we know that by the age of 50 years old, Rossi will be the national president of the NAACP. You know, I've been saying to you, that's where I'm supposed to be, because I believe in advocating for my race. And then those of you who know me will say, also, she will be an international minister of the gospel. You know that because I know my purpose is to advocate for my faith. But for some of you, part of the reason that you're not receiving or waiting on God the way you should is that you're praying to walk out someone else's walk. Let's talk about in the book of Acts 10, chapter 9, verses 11 through 18, and I'm not going to read them for time's sake, how the Lord had to reveal to Peter, one of the disciples, his individualized will and role for Peter's life. So Peter was an apostle, and he had been preaching, you know, working with Jesus, walking with Jesus, and the Lord had a purpose for the word to be delivered to the Gentiles. At that time, the Gentiles were considered an unclean or dirty race of people. So Peter was here on the rooftop, and he's visiting someone, and while he's there, he has a dream where a sheet comes down to him, and it is filled with, you know, pigs and all of the things that they considered unclean animals at that time. And in the dream, the Lord tells Peter, arise, slay and eat. And Peter says, not so, Lord, because I've never put anything dirty into my mouth. And so Peter refuses to eat. But during this same time that the Lord is giving this dream to Peter, he's also speaking to a man named Cornelius to go to Peter and to give this word that Peter is to go to the Gentiles. So Cornelius shows up and gives this word to Peter. And it falls within the context of the dream, and Peter receives that word and understands that although previously he didn't think that part of his purpose was to deliver the word to the Gentiles, that now he understands he must do so. This is what I'm saying to you this morning. There is a will for your life. It may not be for your sister's life, for your brother's life, for your children's lives, but God has individualized purpose for each of you listening to this broadcast this morning. Are you ensuring that what you're waiting for is within God's purpose for your life?
And understand that if you are not, then people are missing out. You're missing out. Because there are other souls hanging in the balance, waiting on you to do what God has for you to do. I know this was some good word. Let's get ready and go into prayer right now. Wherever you are, I know it's only 15 minutes, so I have to move on. Wherever you are right now, I want you to begin to magnify the Lord. Begin to praise him, to thank him. Thank the Lord that he's going to deal with you this week on how to wait on him, how to effectively, proactively wait on God so that you will bring your blessings into manifestation. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. I thank you for every person tuned in to this morning motivation broadcast who's live right now and who will come back and get this hot breakfast later on. Because, Lord, we need to wait on you. But during the process of waiting, we need to remember how to be encouraged, how to wait, how to be patient while still being proactive. Lord, we are waiting on you. But some of us are discouraged. Some of us are tired, Lord. Some of us are exhausted and exasperated. Some of us are tired of hearing that the change is going to come. Some of us are tired of hearing God is going to do it when we get to heaven. God is going to do it later. But that word that we read today, Lord, in Psalm 27, it says, we believe to see your goodness in the land of the living. So help us to wait effectively, patiently. Help us to ensure that what we are waiting on is within your will, generally and individually. Now, Lord, today, bless every person on this broadcast. Lord, place your angels all around them. Do miracles in their lives, even right now. And we come into agreement and count it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and worship the Lord today. Come on and worship him that you are going to ensure that what you're waiting on is within his will. Hallelujah. Let me give you the announcements right quickly, and then I'll give you our task for today. The first thing I want to remind you, and I'm just so full of the Spirit because I'm waiting on the Lord for quite a few things, as you are. The first thing is that today is Triple Threat Tuesday. This is where you get motivated, educated, and get heard. You get motivated on the morning motivation broadcast. But on tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, my law office, Rossi Williams Law Group, will be sponsoring our You Be the Jury show. This is where you get educated on how the law applies to a new hot off the press topic every week in social justice, politics, or religion, and you get heard because I get to hear from you. So on tonight, we're going to be dealing with the indicted Baltimore Seven. That's the seven police officers who were recently indicted by the feds on racketeering charges where they were stopping people illegally, stealing money from the people they stopped. They were filing false police reports. And the question for tonight is, should the charges be dropped or the convictions be dismissed for people who have been arrested or convicted in relation to these officers? Over 3,500 cases have been affected by what these officers have done, and they are black as well as white officers. So we're going to deal with that tonight. And I'm also going to give you tips on what to do if you believe an officer has violated your civil rights or harassed you, and what not to do, because criminal defense is one of my main practice areas, and I'm about to take on a federal racketeering case here in Miami this week. So make sure you tune in. The call-in information, everything you need to know is on my law office website, callrossiwilliams.com, C-A-L-L-R-A-W-S-I, Williams.com. If you have family members or friends whom you know have been arrested and they're waiting, or maybe they've been had their rights violated, especially if you have younger African-American or minority males, they need to hear this broadcast tonight. It's only 30 minutes, so you must tune in on time because it's first come, first serve in relation to me answering questions. Again, that's callrossiwilliams.com. The next announcement is that I want you to be in prayer for me. I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling next week, so I'll be broadcasting on location. So next week I'll be in St. Augustine, Florida, and in Orlando, Florida. I will be presenting to doctors and nurses and a major hospital in St. Augustine on Monday on merging healthcare and the law. And then I'll be speaking in Orlando on Wednesday and Thursday to the Florida Association of Directors of Nursing Administrators on healthcare and the law. So each morning I will be broadcasting morning motivation from wherever I am. Please go ahead and be putting me in your prayers right now. It's an exhaustive schedule. Now, your task for today, well, our topic for this morning was how to wait on God, step one. I'll be dealing with steps two and three on tomorrow and Thursday. And step one was ensure that what you are waiting on God for is within his will, generally and individually. Your task for this morning is to reevaluate whatever it is that you have laid out before God, whatever the fleece is that you've laid out, and make sure that it lines up with God's word. Remember, he is the word. He can only give you and only answer you in accordance with his word. Step two of your task is for you to encourage at least one person today on how to wait on God effectively. You can tell them this. You can refer them to the website to hear the teaching for themselves, feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. You can pray with them, but you must encourage at least one person because you're a soul winner and you're an ambassador for Christ. All right, I will meet you for breakfast in the morning, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Don't forget to set your alarms. We have a breakfast date. I know you're well fed. God just broke every chain in your life. See you tonight, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.